This is Joshua Dixon at KLGR, news director here, and I'm chatting with Allie Welch, a senior at the Wabasso High School. Hello.
Hi.
We received word that you're involved in a couple of different charities right now. One of them that you're involved in at the Wabasso High School is what was called a No Shave November. What was that all about?
We got all the guys in our school, which are teachers and some of the senior guys, we convinced them to grow a beard all throughout November and not be able to shave. And we told everyone in the school, so they had to come and vote for their favorite beard, per se.
Where did this idea come from? You don't just wake up in the morning and say, let's get everybody to not shave this month? Or do you?
No, in my family, the guys in our family always joke how we're going to do No Shave November because it's hunting season. And I've had family that have died from cancer also, and it's a big thing for cancer also. So it's just kind of one of these ideas that I brought to our principal, our advisor, and told him we should do this as a fundraiser because it would work really well, I thought.
How exactly do you raise funds by having people not shave? I mean, like, do you measure how long their beards get or something?
We did that at the beginning of the year, but mainly what it was is it gets to be a giant competition. Like, our principal was losing to our janitor, and our janitor, that'd be funny, so our principal added $100 into his just randomly. It's like this competition, and people, like, say they don't like this teacher, they're going to go vote for everyone but that teacher.
Yeah, and how do you vote?
So you just bring change in, and you throw it in their jar that they have,
okay.
And then the winner is the one that raised the most money.
Okay, and who did raise the most money?
Our principal, Wade McKittrick. He's also our advisor.
He helped things along a little bit?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, how many people took part in it?
I think there was like 15 guys and like 20 girls.
What did the 20 girls do?
They couldn't shave their legs.
So this was everybody. So there was a great big line of jars set up where people could vote.
Yep.
The funds have been collected already. That's going to the Tackle Cancer Fund.
Yes.
And how did you find out about the Tackle Cancer Fund?
It's been something we've been doing in our school for years. They always do the fundraiser during homecoming football games, and we get T-shirts and stuff. And then we did a different fundraiser earlier this year that we called Slap Out Cancer, which also went to that fund.
A second charity that you're involved in is something called We Day Minnesota, and you recently received a grant from the Allstate Foundation. What was that all about?
They brought three teens on stage, and they acknowledged us for our accomplishments we did, that we have made, and we got a chance to win a grant of from $1,000 to $5,000 for our school, for our We Day React Club,
mm-hmm.
to put for something else.
What do you plan on using the funds for?
We're using our $1,000 to buy more hams and turkeys to donate when we do it.
Where are the hams and turkeys going to be going to?
We don't know for sure. We usually get, we have this old teacher in our school that helps with the food shelf and stuff, and so we bring them to him, and they get it around to all the local families that want ham and turkeys for Christmas dinner that they can't afford.
Now, there's one other charity that you're involved in. This would be you and your twin sister, Gabby. In January, you intend to contribute to something called the Crayon Initiative. What is a Crayon Initiative?
So my sister found this foundation on Instagram, and it basically what it was is these people collect old crayons and they melt them down and make new crayons and donate them to places like hospitals and to kids that can't afford them, because they believe that kids fail to express their creativity no matter what.
How did you get so involved in so many charities? Most high school seniors don't spend a lot of their time running around looking for charities to get involved in. So why is it one of your interests?
WEACT has been a big part of my life since seventh grade, and it's just been something where not a lot of people get involved, and it's really sad to walk around and see so many people that are less advantaged as we are. So it's just been something that helps me get involved with them to make their lives, trying to make their lives better.
So it really is a matter of just waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to go out and see if I can help some people.
Yes.
Talking with Allie Welch, a senior at the Wabasso High School, about some of the activities you've been involved in. Thank you.
Thank you.